Хойме, Бехазакта и Шестентный Зор, Изоли и Шишубия Мэнши. That's where the camera is. The expression comes from there, Zaya Mensch. Шнапосат, Хазакта и Изоли и Шишубия. Да, вы читаете, это шло имя дес. Ахини еду эцнон. Я маймер шома, ну, Рашаб нишмасэн. Маймер уже Рэб Рашаб сэд. Зе Балмитсе фон де Фрида Кэбис. Im Ashvi, der Giges of Bar Mitzvah, shall know Yechide, Giges of Mu, on the seventh day, from the day of the Bar Mitzvah, from the Friedrich Ebbe, so that, which was Yitestamus of Hashem Gimel, that this Maimer, which the Rebbe Rashab said then, Shemaimer Zeh Hoyesiyim Vechlisim Ahem Shere Film the Moralma, this was the conclusion of the Hemshech, which he started over the Bar Mitzvah, with the Maimer, Film the more Alma, she is Hilayma with this Alma Zima Bamitsu, where the Rebbe Rashab started saying, there the Almitsu Film the more Alma, and it continued, carries on, till he finished it on the seventh day of the Almitsu. Hoysas Holosu Yaposu, at the beginning of that Maimer, was with this Possum of Hazakta Yisalish. The Rebbe writes in a letter, the Rebbe writes to Halarichas in the early years, one of the Maimorim of Bar Mitzvah is a Chazak Tov Yisro Leish. And the Rebbe goes down the whole explanation what it is now. But here the Rebbe explains, how the Yidua, as it's known, the Shaykh of the Pesuk there, a Chazak Tov Yisro Leish of Bar Mitzvah Pashtasi. In Pashtas, what is the Shaykh of this Pesuk, a Chazak Tov Yisro Leish of Bar Mitzvah? It is, how the Yidua, as it's known, this is that a boy of 13 becomes a chuyim mitzvahs. Why is then is a chuyim mitzvahs? Because then he is called with the title Ish, which we learn it from a pasuk in Chumash, where Shimon and Levi, when did Shimon and Levi took Ish Harba with the Maisim B'Shchem, he says the Ish, which Ish, they became a mitzvah. And Shimon and Levi, when they came to Mitzvah, that's why they took the whole case with Shechem, where they killed the whole Shechem. So there, a person from there will learn from the Pasuk that at Bar Mitzvah, he becomes a Ish. But the Torah Lord, we have to understand why do we use the Bar Mitzvah with the title Ish. The Kiyim Sheben Yidgimu Sholanasa Ish of Yitreva, at 13 years, he becomes a personality, a ish. Like we say here, then he becomes a bar mitzvah, he becomes already a person. Mayav gosh aloimer b'chagigas bar mitzvah chazak tov yisro leish. As then he becomes a ish. That's normally al piteva, 13 year old, a boy of 13 is already a person. He's no more a child, no more a boy, he's a baby, a person. So as this al piteva, he becomes a ish then. So why do we have to tell the Bar Mitzvah by the Chazak Tova Yisrael Ish? He is a Ish. Why do we have to tell him the Chazak Tova Yisrael Ish? Strengthen yourself and be a Ish. So the question is, why do we need the Chazak Tova Yisrael? He is a Ish. Another point is asking. We come to a love and another point we have to understand here. My word has been Yudgim Oshono. He shows us about us. What is the value, the importance of Yigim Oshona? Yigim Oshona, 13 years old, he becomes ready, but that's he has ready Meichin. Like before, he's a cotton, so whatever he does is still not valid because he's a cotton. Here he becomes, he has ready the Meichin, he has ready the intelligence, that's how he becomes a Yish. He becomes about Das, which Das is Meichin, Das is intellect, not emotions. If we are special, we are by Maimon, the Yomas Lisa of Medr Shtilim, of Hashem Gimel, especially what he is explaining there in the Maimon Yisra of Medr Shtilim, Shehechad of Maimorim, Shechozer Yisra of Kedish Merchom, and Mur, and Gires of Mitzvah, Shalom Yushter, is also, that's one of the Maimorim, which is the Kerebi Chazer of the Bar Mitzvah. He explains there in that Maimon Yisra of Medr Shtilim, Shehamayla de Ben Yigil Shona, who shows Yesh Le'etza Amichim. And the greatness of a Bar Mitzvah is that then he becomes 13 years old, he has the Meichin. That's how Meichid does the whole Milo, till the Moralma, the whole thing of Meichid. So if that is Moyach, intellect, Ma'la Diyag, we will need Yoshon of Atoya Ish. So why is it here, Bal Bal Mitzvah would say, Vechazak Tava Yisol Ish, and at the Bal Mitzvah is a Ish. What is a Ish? Ish Shemoyah Lamidus. Ish, the title Ish relates to Midas. As we say, Odom is Moichim, and Ish is Midas. So why do we say, Vechazak Tava Yisol Ish, when Bal Mitzvah is Ainya Moichim? והנה, בחלק ההמשך שנאמר עוז, in the continuation of the Maimer, which Rebbe Rashab said then this long Maimer of Tfilin Lemorei Alma, what the Rebbe Rashab said, in that Maimer, in continuation of the Maimer, is Mevuer Mailas Yosef al Yarkai. There he speaks the Mailer, the greatness of Yosef above Yaakov. Yosef had in him a certain advantage, a certain value above Yaakov. He says though, I'm sure I shall be Yaakov Yiba Atzilus. Yaakov is Mamshich only in Atzilus, he's the obvious, a Mamshich in Atzilus, not lower than. How the Yosef? The Yosef Nimshich Agili. Yosef is Mamshem, not only in Atzilus, but also Gambibia, also in Bia. So there is an advantage, a certain advantage, Yosef above Yaakov, and Yaakov is only in Atzilus, not in the lower worlds, not in the Mugbuliki worlds. Yosef is Mamshem also in Elamus Bia.
Sorry, what's that mean?
What do you want to say? Yaakov is only in Atzilus, Yaakov did the mitzvahs. Where are the mitzvahs of Mamshach? Yaakov had the makmas. The makmas is like film. But where was the Mamshach and Atzilus? It didn't come in Bia. In the Elam Hazar was nothing. The makmas didn't change.
He married and had children. He was in the south of the world. He married and had children.
Yeah, he married and had children and everything. But his matrigi is matrigi of Atzilus. So in Mamshach, only in Atzilus. In Bia is not Gilei Likus. There's no Likus in Bia. The mitzvahs which he did are only in Atzilus. In Bia, it didn't affect the Elam Hazbri. It's here, I see it. It should be refined. Yosef was Mamshech also in Elam Hazbia, in Elam Hazah. Yosef was in Mitzrayim, involved with the matters of running the country. Where they always segregated themselves from all the matters. They were all Yitzrayim. Like Yaakov said, Goy Yitzrayim, Goy Avodecha, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yankee, shepherds. Shepherds segregated from the world. Yosef was in the world, and so which way in the world? Running a whole country, which was the empire of the world. Mitzrayim was that time the empire, and Yosef was running it. And Yosef is busy with all these things, and it's still Yosef. It's still a tzaddik. Which this was explained in Chassidus, Vayakir Yosef Esecha, Vahim Lo Yikiru. Yosef recognized the brothers. But Vahim Lo Yikiru, they didn't recognize him. Why didn't they recognize him? Because they couldn't expect, and they couldn't understand. It should be one of them, it should be so much involved in Olam Hazeh. How is it possible? They couldn't understand how should it be possible being Yosef, which Yosef is, and being in Olam Hazeh. So this advantage which Yosef has above the others. Even more, another thing which is not speaking here in the Maimon, but that he asked, the Razal say, Yosef asked the Saramashkim, he said, when your dream will be materialized, remind me of Pare. So it's the same name in the Bible, saying you should take him out from the prison because I didn't do anything, and so on. So Yosef asked the Tzara Mashkin. When did Yosef release from the prison? And 2 years later. Like he says, Elizochar Tzara Mashkin, Tzara Mashkin didn't remind Yosef. Now, Yishvachay, he made him forget when it came already in the case, he also made it. So, why? So it's explained, Yosef's chet was that he relied on the Tzara Mashkin. He asked the Tzara Mashkin to do it, he should rely on Hashem. So it's asked the question, I think this would learn that.
Was, yeah.
Why did he, what's the wrong of Yosef? What's the wrong? He learned from his father. His father, when he went, when Yosef was coming against him, he made a whole ceremony, a whole business, with all different presents, to calm him down. So he did Kalim, there should come the bracha. Same thing Yosef also did a Kalim. יעשה מסעה משהו שזה מיינו בצום. He learned from his father. The answer is what Sidus explains, Achush Tomen Tfalir. You have a feeling, senses don't lose it. Yeris's feeling was not to rely on him. But he relied only because he learned from Yaakov. So that's not his chush. His chush was that Neshama Latzil was not to rely on Kelim. But he relied on Kelim because he was honored. This he mustn't lose it. You have a feeling like this, don't lose it. So that's Yosef, which we have Yosef above Yaakov. Yaakov had to make Kelim, and Yosef didn't have to make Kelim. But here it doesn't speak this, here it speaks differently. That Yaakov is an Atzilus, and for Yosef, Nim Shagilu Gam Bibiyah. Yishleima, Ezeo, Shemaim Adivar Masa, Hazakta V'yishe L'yish, Medabri B'shocha Shal Yosef. This is why in the Maimer later on, he is explaining the Maimer of Yosef. The first name of the Bar Mitzvah is Yosef. Why? To awake the Bar Mitzvah, to awake the Friedrich Rebbe, to be Moirim on the special thing which Yosef has in him. What is Yosef in? To bring it down to the matamata, like the Yosef Inyan is to bring it down to Bia, not only the Atzilus. And that's why it was a remez here to the Friedrich Rebbe to bring it in to Olam Hazeh. But to elaborate and explain the greatness of Yosef. Then he explains first the greatness of Yaakov. After explaining the greatness of Yaakov, shall we say, Yuvan, Goyd Lo'ilu, the Yosef, Shemel Adyesah. Explain the mind of the greatness of Yaakov, and then we say, Yosef is even higher. So to explain the greatness of Yosef, you have to understand first Yaakov, and the mind of Yaakov. Then you understand Yosef. He's explaining this in the mind. Behegdim Ashikosu, by including first, introducing first to the second possible, we say, Ata hu Hashem levadecho. We say, you are Hashem levadecho on your own. Then we say, Ata osisa sa shamayim. You, the shamayim, holds on. And then we say, a third time, Vato, ve ata mechaya skulam. And you are mechaya everything. So we say three times Ato. Ato sees Ato Hashem Levadecho, then Ato sees the Shemayim, and then Ato Mechayas Kulam. Shem Gimel Madrigas. This refers to three different Madrigas. Ato Hashem Levadecho, the first statement, Ato Hashem Levadecho, this refers to Eresof Shelifnei HaTzimtzum. There it is Levadecho, on your own, before the Tzimtzum, before anything. And there is Ato, Hashem, and Levadecho. Mufari Bezer Gimel Inyonim. He is pointing out there are three things. Ato, Hu, Navaya. Ato, Hu, Hashem, Levadecho, Hashem. What is the three Madrigas? Ato, Hu, and Hashem, which are all in Levadecho. Ato, the first Ato, somewhere. You, the Eva Shemsel. Oimer is Ato, Lashonecha. He says you. Without any title, but you. Why Neuchach? Direct. Because Atzmus is b'chol mokim b'izgalus. The Eivashah is everywhere. The Eivashah, the Atzim is everywhere b'izgalus. That's why it says Atzim, you. It's b'gili. Everywhere. Like we say, Shem Shamayim, Shogim Fikar. Everywhere speaks about the Eivashah. The name of the Eivashah is everywhere speaks about. That's for everybody. This is Ato, which Ato refers to Atzmus. Who in Havaya? What is the other things? Who in Havaya, which are still Levadecho? They are Beis Madrigas Ba'ir. And the Oir Eleki, which is Nimshach, from Atzmus Amshach HaSagili, the Gilui of Atzmus is two Madrigas, who in Havaya? What are the two in Yonim? Etzem Oir, the actual, the Oir itself, which is who? And then, this Pashta Sariya, which is Havaya, the Gila of Yitkivok. Kivur Ba Maimel, like he explains it in the Maimel, elaborates on it in the details. The Oimer Alze, he says on this, on Ato, who in Havaya, the three madrigas, Atu Ravaya, they're all still Levadecha. They're still Levadecha for yourself without, before the Tzimtzum. Shein kan dova zulas asmos. There's nothing exists besides the Eibershta. No, nothing, nothing exists. Because Klolos Oir Shlichnei HaTzimtzum, the Oir, which is before the Tzimtzum, and that's what they say, Hu El Levadecha, Gam Oir HaShayach Le'ilamas. Even the Oir, which is Shayach Le'ilamas, which is Havaya, Havaya is already Gilui, Hu is hidden, is concealed. That's above Le'ilamas. Havaya is already Gilui. So even the Oir, which is Havaya, which is Shayach Le'ilamas, is still Kolol Bats Musay. It's still before the Tzimtzum, it's still included in him. Ve'ilim Ches Metzias, it's not any Metzias.
It's Behelim?
Huh? Behelim, yeah, it's all hidden there. That's what say, Ata, Hu, and Avaya, all of it is still Avadecha, before Ve'ilim, it's for anything. Next thing we say, Ata, Asisa, Sashamayim. Creation. Here, the word Ata is without a Hei. Ata, Asisa, Sashamayim. Here we say Ata without a Hei, Asisa Sashamayim. This already, the Oir, Kvashinasa Mokel, is our Selmos. Thus, the Oir which becomes already Asisa Sashamayim, becomes already a Mokel for Oilam Sashamayim. This is a Mokel of Oilam Sashamayim. A lower level than Ata Shalom Adeho. V'lochen, Ksiv Ata Asisa. That's why here we say the Ata Asisa, Ad Chosrei. It's missing the hay, it's lacking something, because the oir, gam oir ha-shayach le'olamas, even the oir which is shayach le'olamas of Shavaya, k'moy shu lifnei ha-tzimtzum, like it is before the tzimtzum, is ein ne'ber ha-yismokel le'olamas. It's not comparable to le'olamas, not ha-shayach le'olamas. That's why it has to be a tzimtzum first. V'day shi'i emokel le'olamas. For the sake, it should be a Caesar, Sashamayim, it should become a Mokir of Olamas. This has to be a Tzimtzum. All the Tzimtzum has to be a Tzimtzum. So first, is Ata Hashem Levadecha, Kridim a Tzimtzum, before the Tzimtzum. Then Ata Caesar, Sashamayim, Ata without the Hay, that's already the Tzimtzum, to become Shamayim. This is Mokir of Olamas, all the Tzimtzum, that's the Tzimtzum already. Which here, Shani Salim, Kol Oir, the whole Oir before, which is before the Tzimtzum, the Ein Sof, is concealed. V'nimshach ha'kav kotzer u'mtzumtzum. It comes to Olamos. What are Olamos mekabel? What are Olamos receiving? Which thing could they receive? Just a kav kotzer u'mtzumtzum. Just a very little, a kav, just. V'zeh, this is what we say here. Ato sisa sashamayim. The Ato is at Chosahei. It's missing the Hei. Because that's the Tzimtzum. The Zeh Sho'ir Na'as Amokir Lo'ilumis. This that the Oir becomes Amokir of Lo'ilumis, which is a Sisa Sashamayim to make Shamayim. Where is it? How is it? How did she nesar in its might? Because it was missing already some things. It's at Chosahei, it's lacking, it's missing already the Hei. There's that Tzimtzum which is missing. Then becomes I'm sure in the Elamas. Otherwise, the Elamas can't take it. Then we say a third time, Ato. He will say, Ve Ato Mechayes Kulam. What is the Ve Ato Mechayes Kulam? Ve Ato, this is already a Kav. Ve Ato is the Vov is the Kav. So first, to become a Kav has to be a Tzimtzum. It's Chosah. Then, after it becomes a Tzimtzum, after the Tzimtzum becomes a Kav, which the Kav is Nimshach HaElamos, that's the Mechayes Kulam, that's the highest of all the Elamos, keeping all the Elamos. This is the Kav. Shal Yodei Nimshach HaElamos. That the Kav is called Kav Amido, a measuring stick, which measures the highest of each Elam according to its level. Lach HaShem Yisrael. After the Elamos is created, he measures the light. I know. Sheba Kav, Shnei Inyonim. The Kav contains two factors. The Kav, we say, is a Kav, a line, Kav Kotzer, a line, a narrow line, but also a Tzumtzum, comes to the Tzimtzum. Umitzad Zeh, Because the Kav is a Kav Kotzer and Tzumtzum, that's why Mechayos Eilomus. That's why he could come in to the Eilomus, as it's limited already, restricted already, could come in the Eilomus, which Eilomus is unlimited. Eilomus is Metzius Eilomus, the existence already, the existence of Eilomus. From where does the Kav come? From where does the Kav come? The Hamshocha of the Kav. Hamshochosi, Mayashu, Neatzintzum. The Kav is Nimshah from the Eilomus, Neatzintzum. What comes in, Neatzintzum? Mitzal Zeh, Mamshecha is Eilomus. As the Kav is the Hamshocha, Kav from where, from before, the Hamshocha is a Kav is from before the Tzintzum, that's how it could be Chayes to the Eilomus, that's how Mechayes Kulam. Could be Chayes, could be Gilei Elokus. This Madrege Ve'ato Mechayes Kulam, Ve'zeo She'ato Zeh, this Ve'ato, which we say here, Ve'ato Mechayes Kulam, is a Mole Behei, is already and Ato with the Hei. K'moi Ato Arishon, like the first Ato, which is a Hei. Ato Hashem Levadecho is with the Hei, the same thing here, Ve'ato Mechayes Kulam is also with the Hei. Because to give highest elements, it can be highest of the elements from the Kav itself, it has to be from the Mokim. Ki inya zeh she'akav hu mechayes kulam. This thing that the Kav should be mechayes kulam, and that's what we say, ve'ato mechayes kulam, the highest of all elements, from where does it come? Who could be mechayes? Only Asus. Hu mitzad zeh she'nim she'be gila yoshech ne'atzinsum. Because the Kav has in him the Eilomus of the Atzinsum, that's why it could be Mechayah. So the Eilomus comes to Atzinsum, otherwise Eilomus wouldn't exist, wouldn't become. What the Eilomus should exist, or should get Chayas, is also again from the Vadecha, from before the Atzinsum.
Yeah. The very first Madrega order,
yeah,
which is Nida Simsum.
Before the Atzinsum.
Yeah. The whole purpose of that light is for us anyway.
Yeah.
Nothing else for us. So why should it be more than we need in the first place?
Because it's also unbelievable.
Hashem
could do everything, but the Seder is with a system, not wild, not unacceptable. So the oil is unbelievable, and that's it. That seems so should come in like wool. Because we are willing, otherwise we will take it. Now you say, the Hathila should come on Shocha. If the Shocha would kill Hathila, that's what we're saying also. If they should kill it, why do they need a Soroma Moritz? And everything is for Maimer, but Maimer Echad is too powerful. So it has both. Has the Maimer Echad, which is the Ein Sof, and the other hand has the Agbola. So we could have it. And why? What is it? For Avoda. If it will be directly, without the Tzimtzum, wouldn't be any Avodah. Or it would be to the Eilomus B'Tachlis, or it wouldn't be any Avodah. Because you would feel the Lakus. To make both should be the hell of a Hestra, Bere, my Nibre. Bere constantly keeps the Nibre going. The whole existence of the Nibre is the Bere. On the other hand, the Nibre doesn't feel the Bere. The hell of a Hestra. That's the two things. Shloimer, one could explain this now. Zero Shemevi Va Maimer. This is what he quotes in the Maimer. Ahem Shehoze Shehata Mechayes Kulom. Koy Alam Shochas HaKav. This is what he says, Va'ata Mechayes Kulom refers to the Kav. The Eira Kav is Mechayes Kulom. That's how the Kav is modded, the movable, measured according to Eish Oilam. That's how we say Kulom, all of them, all different things. And you're Mechayes them. His brains there, in continuation to this, he brings a Loshna de Tikkun Zeah. He quotes the Loshna de Tikkun Zeah. He says there, which we say it in Pasfiliol, Bahu Neviu, this shine, this Hamshocha, Hiyu Kedishmosa Leguho. It is like the Neshama to the Guf, the Yechai Leguho, which is the life to the Guf. So same thing also here, the Kav, the Neviu, this Nevius, this דרור, יש כאן שמוס על הגוף, ועד גשתפס, שהכבון ועד המחאי יש כולם, כאן, נדיס ותסי ועד המחאי יש כולם מהיר, אז לא לעניין היסבוס, מדון רפאר תו ועד המחאי יש כולם כאיתים להם, like we say, al tikri mechaya ela mehava creating. It's not the kriya habriya el to create. Ela linya achayus. Rata mechayus kolam is the chayus. Like the chayus of the goof. Like it says there, only viyu yekinishmos ala goofa. Chayus to the goof. Which chayus to the goof is each? Goof is separate chayus. Kmo isha hashama mechayus ha goof. Like the hashama is mechay the goof. This is the kav. Which the kav is measured on each one according to his level. Zerakav, that's what the kav is also called Bir HaTichon. The veg which goes through right through inside the inner veg. Shumavriyach u'mechaber. The kav unites. Pchinas atahu ha'asher lo'adecho. The kav is mechaber, the first madrige de'insof shelichnei ha'tzimtzum, which is atahu ha'asher lo'adecho, is mechaber in pchinas atahu ha'tzimtzum ha'shamayim. With the creation. He's mechaber de'insof with the creation through the kav. That Shigam Be'ilam Shinisava al the Atzimtzum, that even those Ilamas which created to the Tzimtzum, they would say Ato without a Hei, Atchosa Hei, even the Ilamas, which they should become Ilam, they should become existences only to the Tzimtzum, and therefore they are Mugbul. So in the world of Hagbolah, like in our world and so on, Yom Shabam Gilay Yosav Abligbul, comes the Yosav Abligbul, which is the Kav. The Kav is Am Shachar from Yisrof HaBlikul, Shulif Nia Tzimtzum. That Hashem lo yada. Hine. Zeh shal di HaKav nim shahagilu di Yisrof Shulif Nia Tzimtzum boilos. This which we explain, that the Kav is Am Shachar from Yisrof Nia Tzimtzum. It was a tzimtzum, and because of the tzimtzum became olamus. And then after it is chayis from the olamus, mechayis kulum comes from the insof, from before the tzimtzum. And this that through the kav becomes the revelation of insof in the tzimtzum. Meire sheyesh bo yisran gam legabei yoshev in the tzimtzum. If the kav could bring in olamus the insof in the tzimtzum, this tells us something else. Where the Kav, from where is the Kav coming? Not only from the Lifnei Tzimtzum. If it comes only from the Ur Lifnei Tzimtzum, the Ur Lifnei Tzimtzum has to be Nitzamtzum. Couldn't come in Ur-Limus. If the Kav brings it to Ur-Limus, then the Kav has in it something higher than the Ur Lifnei Tzimtzum. That's what could bring it in. Because Ur Lifnei Tzimtzum, that Ur which was before the Tzimtzum, then had to be creation, Nisalim of that Tzimtzum. Became concealed through the Tzimtzum, became a Helem. Ve'isal Moshal, that Tzimtzum, Higam Bo'ir Abliku. This Helem, which was before the Tzimtzum, is not only in the Ur HaGvul, but also the Abliku. Shol Ma'ilam Bo'ir HaShayach Le'ilamis. The Ur HaBliku, which is above Le'ilamis, higher than Le'ilamis, is also was Nis'alem, was hidden, was concealed through the Tzimtzum. Ela sheisal mishvur zeh. This oir lifnei atzimtzum, the oir habligvu, which was nisalem, that was nisalem niholim kriye. He was joined his moker, not begili v'inem meir begili v'inemus. Doesn't come begili v'inemus. But the kav is mamshe from there as well. Zeh shemvur v'kama makrimis. This is what explains in other places, we explain shogaber oir habligvu lein atzimtzum master. This is that to say in other places, as far as the Bligvul is concerned, the Tzimtzum is not hiding it, not covering it. That's only in the Gil Oir. That's as far as the Oir itself is concerned. The Tzimtzum didn't affect the Oir, which is the Bligvul. That as far as the Ebershah is concerned, this Oir is Begilig Makimachol as well. So this is not affected to the Tzimtzum. But that's as far as the Oir is concerned. I will be negeil Oilemes, but as far as Oilemes, which they in Isavu Matzinsum, Oilemes created only to the Tzinsum, without the Tzinsum, Oilem couldn't take place. So here, concerning the Oilemes, for Allah Tzinsum, the Tzinsum had the effect that also the Oir Abligul Yudash Oilemes. So the Tzinsum had the effect not only we don't feel the Oir Abligul, but even the Abligvul also is not felt, otherwise Oilemus wouldn't exist. So as far as the Oir is concerned, the Oir is not affected by the Tzimtzum. But as far as Eilam is concerned, the Oir Bligbul is also concealed from the Eilamus. Now, going back what we said before, the Kav is bringing in Eilamus, the Ein Sof Shlifnei HaTzimtzum. Shigam Eilamus Yugash HaGilui, that Eilamus should also feel Elokus. This is Meira, this tells us, Shiyesh Bo Yisran Aloyer Shlifnei HaTzimtzum. That the Kav has an advantage above the Oir which is Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Also the Rabligul, because the Rabligul was Nis'alem, was concealed, whereas to the Kav, we feel the insult. Question, why Rabbi Maimel is using there in the Maimel expression? This is, it says, that the Kav splits through, breaks through to the darkness of the Tzimtzum, which we call here. When we use the word Bekeya, split through, this is Mitzatik Boros. That's extra strong, extra force, extra power, so it gets through, splitting through the clouds, like to say. If Sham he breaks through the clouds, breaks through the Tzimtzum, because the Kav has his Shoyresh even higher than Tzimtzum. It's a bit foreign, maybe, the language here, the Inyoni, so stop me if it's not clear.
Funny thing, you said that so many times, I can never get it straight, you know. How many times have you said
this to us? Yeah, more and more and more. Good, you see? So we're saying here another point which you said here, that the Oir HaKav, we say the Kav is Modu Demugul, limited, restricted. The Kav is not only Mechave, but Mechaye the Elements, the highest elements to the Kav. As the Kav is Mechaye the Elements, which Koyach has the Kav got to give highest to the Elements? From Levadecha, from Devasha, from Atu Hashem Levadecha, from where? Levadecha. Yourself before the Tzimtzum. So the Kav is Meir after the Tzimtzum, a Koyach which is above the Tzimtzum. Yishlema Abir was it. What's the answer, the explanation? The Zeh Shoyer Shlechnei HaTzimtzum Yev Shashiyor Yugilu Bo'ilu Shinitzam HaTzimtzum. This is not to say, the Oir Shlechnei HaTzimtzum can't be Gilu in Oilemes which were created to Tzimtzum. Why is it? Why can't the Oir come in, be Gili, and the elements which are created for the Tzimtzum? Because Oir and Tzimtzum are two contrasts, two positions. Oir means Gili, Tzimtzum means Helam. So the Gili can't come to Helam. Kav is also Gili. Now, v'zeh shal de Akav nimshach Gili de Rosov shli Tzimtzum. How come to the Kav we say we are Mamshich and Sof Shlifnei HaTzimtzum? If mid Tzimtzum is there that Eilamus couldn't take it, therefore it has to be Tzimtzum. How come and how is it that the Kav is Mamshich, such a Madrege of Shlifnei HaTzimtzum? Umibnei Sheshir Yesh HaKav Mitfiras on Eilam. The answer is because the Sheshir Yesh of the Kav is from where? Kav comes from the Hamshacha of the Kav is from before the Tzimtzum. Which level before the Tzimtzum? It's called Tiferes HaNe'elam, the hidden Tiferes. That's the, like I say, the Gnuzes which are there before the Tzimtzum. Shekoy Lulum Chaber HaFochim HaGili VaHelam, that's Tzimtzum. Which Tiferes HaNe'elam is the Inya of Tiferes. Tiferes combines two. Tiferes, like in the lower level, Tiferes combines Chesed and Gvura together. One hand is Chesed, one hand is Gvura, and then Tiferes combines together. Same thing is also in Lifnei HaTzimtzum, the Tiferes and Ne'elam das conceal Tiferes is to mechaber both in Yonim, Tzimtzum and Gili. That's why the Kav, which Kav comes from Tiferes and Ne'elam, is the Kav Mamshich, and so Lifnei HaTzimtzum into the Elam. With this we could explain Shegimu Ha'inyon Yeshiva Pasuk. These three stages, the three levels in Pasuk. And the Pasuk says first, Ato Hashem Levadecha. Then we say, Ato Sisas HaShemayim. Then we say, Ato Mechai Esklo. So these three inyonim, Shemaschilim B'tevas Ato, which refers to the word Ato, that the word Ato itself means you. What does it mean you? Shemoy Ato, Moir Alasmus. Ato refers to the Eibashter. So we say, Ato Hashem Levadecha, you the Eibashter. And then we say again, Ato, this is the Shemayim. And then we say, Ato, the highest club. So it's all, Ato refers to Asmus. So that means there's three different stages, three different levels in Asmus. And Gimloim Fanim be Gimloim Asmus. There are three stages or three levels in the Gimloim of Asmus, which we say, Ato, you. Ato is Gimloim. So there, one level is Ato Hashem Levadecha. Then we say again, Ato, this is the Shemayim. Then we say, Ato, the highest club. Ata shalva decho, this is the gilui sof habligul da atzmas. In sof, the way it is atzmas. Shunim tzom b'chol mokim, he is everywhere. Shem v'tzir tzchotzumen, there is no existence besides him. This is ata shalva decho. Then we say ata sisa sashumayim. Again, ata you, which is this. Gilui kaya hagul sheba atzmus. That's ato you, the atzmus. But which level in atzmus? The kaya hagul. The yichol d'shloi loyer v'tzimtzum, which is not revealing it. Then could be a sisa, could be oilamus, and so on. Al maila yoyser, o inyin d'atzmus yosef atzmus. And more so, a higher level even, got to say, to become an expression of sisa, should become an existence. From where does the existence become? From the level of the Eibashah, which is Mitzvus HaMatzmusay. Like it says in Tanya, that who levade the Eibashah was Mitzvus HaMatzmusay, doesn't have any mokya from him, he makes everything Yeshmaim. Ki Yidu as it's known, she is Havos HaYesh, should become the Yesh, which this is at the say, or Sisa as HaShemayim. From where does the Yesh become? How could become a Yesh? That's Rok B'Koyin Chasmus. Only Asmus, which the Eibashter Mitzvus and Asmus are independent of anything. Nothing is before him, nothing is a cause to him. So he makes something without a cause. Then we say, Atom highest glow, the highest of the Nivra. This is Gilei Apshitas, the Asmus, Shein Emugdo Ba'agdorim, the Gilei Hela. That's again this Galus, again Ato, but that's the Ein Sof of the Eibashter, which is not restricted to anything, could be anywhere. Lachen u'mechaber, shneim yachad, that's it. He could be mechaber, chayas, with the Nivra. Now here, the last one, where we say, ve'ato mechayas kulom, we say ve'ato. We said before, ve'ato goes on ki devov, which is the kav. Ve'ato be devov, what is the devov? Zeh mashukos, we're saying here, ve'ato mechayas kulom, the chayas of everything is with the devov. Which this is Moire ala Gilui d'Asmus Ein Sof shebekav Emtzohi. This refers to the Gilui of Asmus Ein Sof and to the Kav, which is Mechaber Shnei Hafochim. That's the Tiferes, as we say before, Tiferes and Elam, that Tiferes joins the two together, joins the Nivra mit Boire. Ma'atom Mechayes Kulom, the highest of everything, comes from the Eibashter, from the Boire, and the Nivra itself, which is Achai. Chesed Gula. Kedu as it's known being a godl agibir v'hanoira, which we say a godl agibir, and then we say v'hanoira. Sheheim begimla akavim. This refers to the three madrigas, chesed guru tiferes. Ashkosa v'hanoira, the word v'hanoira betris v'sov, refers to tiferes. Who, v'tiferes, yesh na'agili da'asvez, or shomala me'aschal kuskavim. That's why we say a godl agibir, which is chesed guru, and then v'hanoira tiferes, which is sababa. Because it's Tiferes, which Tiferes is higher than him, that's why it joins Chesed Gvura together. This is also Shiakov, is the letters Yiboka, which Yaakov, Tiferes, Avroam is Chesed, Yitzhak is Gvura, Yaakov is Tiferes. Tiferes is Oisis Yiboka. which Yibaka, we said before, Yibaka is breaking through, like we said, breaking through the clouds, the light shines through the clouds. Like we say, Oz Yibaka Kashachar Recha, like the Shachar which is breaking through the clouds, the darkness. Zer Shari Rakav, that's what the Oyer de Rakav, Bekei as Choshech HaTzimtzum. Here is that the Kav splits through the Tzimtzum, Minim Shagam Boilu Shin Sabam HaTzimtzum, comes also to the Oilemers, which are created the Tzimtzum. Ha could the Kav come in the Oilemers, which are created in the Tzimtzum. Kashir Hashem Shachosi Uru Mitiferas Anela. Because the Shir Hashem the Kav is from Tiferas Anela, which is Midot Seshal Yankir. The Midot Yankir, that's what it is. Yiboka, he breaks through it. והנה ידוע, המשוך הסקה מסתיימת בעצימוס. It's known that the קו, where does the קו finish off? In עצילוס. From עצילוס, לא, it's not already the קו, it's another word again. רק לאק מסתיימים בעצים, רק לקו, קו ended in עצילוס. כיבור במיימר, okay, explains in the Maimer, the Shiakar is Yiboka. This Indian which Yaakov is Isis Yiboka, the place is breaking through the Kiya Sakav, that's the Briah Hatichain, which is Mavriah Mina Kotza La Kotza. Where is the Briah Hatichain goes? Who Mitzea Shomayim de Leila at Kseya Shomayim de Tata? It goes Mina Kotza La Kotza from an end to the other end, from the end of Shomayim to the end of Shomayim, not always. What is it? See, Hashemayim litato or Sof HaAtzilus. Says the Briah HaTichain, which is Briah from the Sof of Lifnei HaTzimtzum, which is the Hemshach on the Kav from Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Where does the Kav end? In HaAtzilus. As Shemayim, Ikseh Hashemayim di Leila, till Shemayim di Tato. Over there, she agiwe gam bibiyah. So this is Yaakov, which Yaakov is Yiboka. Where does Yaakov end? Yaakov, the Kav, ends in Atzilus. Doesn't go more. That's what I said in the beginning of the Maimer, Yaakov is Atzilus. But the day I should be the Amshach also in Elumas Biyah. This is all the Yosef. Yosef is Mamshach, the Oyer Atzilus in Biyah. Mashach also, by Yosef it says, the Yosef who are Shalit al Oretz. Yosef controls not only Shomayim del Tato, which is the end of Atzilus, the end of the Kav, but also Oretz. Shall the Yosef name Shah Gili was that the Yosef became the Gili also in Eretz and Eilim is Biyah. That's what we're saying in Pesuk. Eile Tullus Yaakov is Yosef. What is the Tullus of Yaakov? The Amshacha from Yaakov is Yosef. Yosef Mamshah Gili in the Yaakov Shehira Biyah. Tullus Yaakov who is Mamshah from Yaakov should be the Amshacha in Eilim is Biyah. That's Yosef. Which is Alderach HaHefresh Bein Oves U'Matan Tereh. So this is also similarly, like we say, the Oves and Matan Tereh. The Oves is Reich Yisrael, the Oves of Mekayim all Iruchnis, only before Matan Tereh the Mekayim Iruchnis, not in Gashmis, and after Matan Tereh the Mekayim the Mitzvahs in Gashmis. That's the Chiluk, the Yosef and the Oves. Yosef, Shaykh HaMatan Tereh, Yosef has already proved with Matan Tereh. Because Matan Torah was all the Moshe. Matan Torah was the Moshe. Who gave us the Matan Moshe? And by Moshe we find, we find Moshe has to do with Yosef. That means, what's the union of Yosef? Yosef HaMshach HaMoshe, which is Matan Torah. HaMshach HaShalikim HaMitzvahs the Oves, Oseh Batzilus. Not the Oves, but the Mitzvahs. Where was the mitzvah of the Oves? Only in Atzilus. But Matan Torah in his Chadash, Shiyum Shagili Gam Ibiya. Matan Torah was that Shimon, that in Olam is Ibiya was also named Shubigili. That's the end of Yosef. This is what I said at the beginning, the difference between Yaakov and Yosef. Zeh Shoimer B'Maimer, from this which is stated in the Maimer, that Yosef Mam Shagili, the Yaakov Shiyum Ibiya, this that is stated in the Maimer, that this is the union of Yosef, to be Mamshich, the Giluim from Yaakov, from Atzilus and Biyah. Mashma, Zeh Sheyesef Mamshich HaGilu Biyah, Ke Sheyesef Etel Litzvanki. He says there, Yosef is Mamshich, the Giluim from Atzilus and Biyah. How could Yosef be Mamshich, the Atzilus from Atzilus and Biyah? Torah was Yaakov is Yosef, because Yosef is the Amshach from Yaakov, that's his Mamshachim Yaakov. Hainu Shal Yodem is Galapnim is the Yaakov. Yosef is to be Megalade Yaakov. What Yaakov is, Oysi Siboka, splitting through, breaking through from, like we said before, the Kav, which is break through the Oyris, and this is the Inni of Yaakov, and Yosef is Amshach of this. Kimitzadini Abkiya, the Inni of Yiboka, which I meet this in Abkiya, who Shaim of Adidas Akbolas, splitting through, is like there's no Akbolas, no blockages. To the Yiboka, actually, is Amshach and Amibya. Could be the Boka, as this is Yaakov's Indian Yiboka breaking through everything, breaking through all the boundaries, so is Amshach and Amibya. Halashinya said, the Yaakov Yiboka is Galal the Yitzhak. Who is Megale, the Yaakov that is Yiboka and Elam is Bia? That's the Yitzhak.
What Yaakov
says,
if the whole opinion of it is breaking through, why couldn't
it
come to the other way down?
Because Yaakov is Atzilus. He can't be Mnimshem, yeah. That's the Ulf of Yosef. Tzilus Yaakov. Not Yaakov himself. Yaakov himself is powerful. Now, Reuven Zeh, this could be understood. Of the idea of what's known, that time, all the Sham Shochas Akam is the same as Batzilus. The reason why we say the Kav ends in Atzilus, and from Atzilus to Bia has to be a different Amshocha. Kiakavon and Amshocha is a Kav, he is Shoir, he is Lapshus. The Kav ends in Atzilus because the Kav, the Kavon is, should be with Lapshus, like we said before, that's the highest of everything. Is Lapshus Oir, he is Holy, it's Rag Beinyonim, Kedim Oil, Hashem Elokus. That Oir, which is the Kav is still from where only from Atzimtzum. That's a lakus. So where could the Kav be Meir? Where could the Kav have effect? Only in a lakus. Atzilus is still a lakus. That's why Atzilus is a Kav. Olam Hazbia is already a Metzius. It's already something of an evil. So there the Kav can't be Nimshach. Nislavshus Oir, that Oir, which is the Kav, should be Nislavish. Where could it be? Yicholi is Rag Beinyonim. Only in those things which is Kelim and Elamis, which are Lakus. Atzilus is Lakus, and therefore Atzilus could be Amshach HaSakav. But to be Dei Sheti Amshach HaSagil HaKav Bibya, the Kav should be Nimshach also in Bibya. Kav itself is, we say, Kav Modu de Mugul. It's limited, it's restricted, it's measured, with a measure. That's only, should be Nimshach in Bibya, is all day Amshach HaSagav. Oir HaSoiv Kol Almi, which is the Bligvul. Bligvul has no Agbolus, so it's everywhere. Klolus, who is Lifnei Atzimtzum. Generally, what is the Soiv Kol Almi, Oir HaSoiv? That's the Oir HaBligvul, which is before the Tzimtzum. Through the Tzimtzum becomes the Kav. The Kav is Oir Pnimi. The Kav is Modu de Mugul. The Kav is Memali Kol Almi. So the need to be Nim Shechen Oir Lemes is only to the Soiv. In the early Hatzimtzum, what is there which could come in all the elements? Dafka Bligvul. Shalmaylam Oyer Shal Oyer Elements. The Oyer which is to be in the elements is measured according to each Oyer. That's the Oyer Memali. The Oyer which is limited, restricted in each Oyer. Something which is not restricted in any Oyer is only the Bligvul. Yeshleim Rabbiyu Vazah. The Oir HaBligvul, Mekiv Shalakabein HaTzimtzum Master. Like we said before, in the Bligvul, the Tzimtzum is not Master, the Tzimtzum is only in the Oir HaGul. Therefore, the Bligvul is Meir Begil, Rigam Lachat Tzimtzum, B'chol Mokim. The Oir HaBligvul, we say, Seiv Kol Almin everywhere. He is not restricted in anything. Memali Kol Almin is limited, restricted in every Oir HaGul, according to his level. But Bligvul is everywhere the same. That's Seiv Kol Almin. B'chol Mokim everywhere. So therefore, if it is Sevi Kulamin, it's Nimshach in all the Eilamas. Gambi Bia. Elosh Zer Agbi Idios is good. The Eilam can't feel it. The Eilam can't take it. The Eilam takes only the Eir HaMemali, the Eir HaMugbul. Idios is good. Is there the Eir HaSevi everywhere. But the Eilamas is in Yigash. Eilamas can't feel the Eir HaBligbul. Al Deshmeir Ba'akav Ma'ir Shulchni HaTzimtzum. So the Kav, which the Kav has in the Ursh of Tiatzinson, also come back Kav, because this gives the Kav also the ability to Nimshom is Galangam Bibia. זה יש לו בעיר ההפרש מהבקיר דייקר ואיסיס יבוקר כמו שהוא מצד עצמו וליס הוא כבר understand the difference between יעקר by himself דייקר וזאת שיעקר בסד איסיס יבוקר and also להבקיר דייקר ואיסיס יבוקר כמו שנסגל על יעקר or the other thing the way יעקר comes in to יעקר so the difference between יעקר by himself or יעקר to יעקר what's the difference? שהבקיר דייקר מצד עצמו Yaakov is said that which speaks to this principle a bit like Dorim, the Gilui and Tzimtzum. This is the breakthrough, the limitations, the restrictions of Gilui and Tzimtzum. Which is, al the Gilui of Shittas, the Tiferes HaNe'elam. Through the Tiferes HaNe'elam, which aim a Mugdo Big Dorim, which is not restricted in these restrictions of Tzimtzum and Gilui, that's a Yaakov break through this. And the name Shach HaGilui, Gambelem Shinsam and Tzimtzum. This comes also in Olam, which becomes a Tzimtzum, comes also the Gilui there. But, our Adai Nishara Gdorim Shabinyin HaGilui Atzmi. In Gilui itself, there are still different levels. HaChilui Be HaGilui Shabinyin HaSayvi, HaGilui Shabinyin HaSislapshus. The difference is HaSayvi, which Sayvi beside is Sayvi everywhere, but it's not Begili, or Gdorim HaSislapshus, which is Begili. HaGilui Shabinyin HaSayvi, Hu B'chol Mokim. In Sayvi beside, it's everywhere. Sayvi Kol Almin. It's an all realness. And the Gili, which is Lapshas, is the Hagbolas. Hagili Shemes is Lapshas, here's when we did the Hagbolas. The Gili by Lapshas has limits, restrictions to different levels. Shu Yochel Lies, Ragbi Nyon Yishem Kelim Le Gili. If it's Lapshas, like we said before, where could it be Mislabish? Only a thing, which is a Kele, could be Mislabish in the Kele. If it's not a Kele, can't come in there. Abkir di Yaakov is Tziboka kama shizgal al Yosef. But Yosef, this is the inner of Yaakov, which Yaakov is Yiboka, get through, but only something which is a Kehle. Something which is not a Kehle is not there. Yosef is. Pritza sabitl gamak dorim shabinya gili gufa. That even the things which is gili gufa, that's oilavas, which oilavas are not Kehlem, shigama gili shabinya zeslavshas yohani is b'chol mokim. Yosef's achievement is that the Gili, which will be the Slavs, should also come everything. That's why Yosef is in Mitzrayim, which is not a Kehle Telekos, and in Mitzrayim should be Yosef. Another piece of awesome. This is also the explanation what he says in Maimer that Tam al Zesh Hagilu Bibiya Udafkal de Yosef. Why is Yosef the one which is Mam Shechem Biya? Ki Yosef has Yisod. Yosef had the Inyan from Yisod. Which Yisod is Gmar Ashpoel, the end of the Ashpoel. Vehi kira Tanya va Simcha ho Gmar Ashpoel. The main Simcha is in the end of the Ashpoel. Like he uses a Moshel, like an Asudah, he makes Asudah, where the real Simcha when all the guests eat already and so on. Before they eat, it's not at the beginning of the Simcha, it's still Simcha, but not beginning. Then it's about a boss enjoying it, then about Simcha enjoying it, but everybody enjoys it. Ikar ha'tanya v'simcha v'gmar ha'shpoel. Kibur Hashem Baruch Hu says the barichas. Lachan davka al di Yosef, which Yosef is v'gmar ha'simcha, nimshcha gilui v'biyah. Tzor lo v'mal ha'shaychas d'inya gilui v'biyah v'atayna v'asimcha v'gmar ha'shpoel. What's the connection with biyah? With this, that we say the Tainu and Simcha is Gmar Ashpoel. Lo meine Masri b'shul Gilui Zeh, a Tainu and Simcha shu v'tchila su enza Ashpoel. Why is not enough the enjoyment which he has in the beginning of the Simcha? Or in the middle, why do we have to have to the end? Yishlema Rabbi Yubaza, the answer is, the Maila sa Tainu and Simcha shu Gmar Ashpoel, the Tainu and the Simcha which has in the end of the Ashpoel. Kavona Kan, Gmar Ashpoel, Zeh shah Ashpoel, what is being Gmar Ashpoel? We see the guest enjoyed it. You see, they all, the finish, they enjoyed it already. It's the end of it, the enjoyment is there. Sha'atayna magiya be'etzem shel ma'ala m'shirish ha'ashpoel. This taina touches the etzem much more than from where the ha'ashpoel comes, the money and so on which he invested. Kidua, like it's known, meaning sof ma'ase, ma'ashov etchila. That's sof ma'ase. Is in Machshava, where is in Machshava? Tchila, right at the beginning of the whole plan is Sof Maisa. Sof Maisa is Kabbalah's Ashpoel. Sof Maisa is Ashpoel, which Kabbalah receives it. הוא מגיע לסוף, מה יעשה ריצ'ס? עם מחשבה תחילה. עם מחשבה יצאות בפור אבני. היינו בתחילה שלפני, ולמעלה מתחילה של מחשבה. ראיתי לבגיני עוד מחשבה בפור אבני. הוא ששירש ההשפעות. ולא כן דווקא על דעתיינו ועשים חשב, מה ההשפעות? Only to the Heine in the Simcha, which is by the end of the Ashpore. Through this, Nasa Pritza, Sevitl, Gidri, and Gidri. This breaks through all the limitations, all the different things, which is there, Hagbolas. The same thing is with the Stalshas and Olamas. Of the Zeh, Gama Gidri, Shifrin, Sis, Lapshus, the Gidri in Kav, could also be Mizgala, Gami, Biach. Like this, it's not yet the full Simcha, full joy. But when it comes, the end of it, the real joy is that everybody enjoys it.
Yeah.
Okay, now stop here now.